This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Maryland Turfgrass Council. This episode is sponsored in part by ByeSod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.bysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled Hiring for Talent by Neil Glatt, CSP ASM. Many leaders seek to hire people who fit their company culture, meaning they choose candidates who share their values, style, or goals. Their theory is that these teams will be more cohesive and aligned to enable performance of key business outcomes. Unfortunately for these leaders, the science shows exactly the opposite is true. According to a 2015 McKinsey report, diverse management teams are 35% more likely to outperform non-diverse teams in terms of financial performance. One of the reasons for this is that teams that disagree challenge each other to perform at their best. The desire for cohesiveness can, in fact, limit a team's ability to obtain performance. For managers who want to hire the best people, cultural fit may be undermining the entire hiring process. In fact, personality, behavioral, or cultural tests predict on-the-job performance only 20% of the time, while giving hiring managers a false sense of security. One way to know that hiring methods aren't working is to look at the employee turnover rate of an organization. What percentage of employees departed your organization for any reason in the past 12 months? If the answer is 9.2% or higher, the average for all construction companies, then your hiring criteria must be reevaluated to outperform the competition. The best leaders don't look for a cultural fit. They target candidates who contribute cultural adds. These people have an identity, viewpoint, or experience that is unique to a team and brings a new perspective to an organization. Striving for diversity, as opposed to fit, is the best way to build a high-performing team with lower turnover. A good talent assessment won't reveal work styles because the best in each role achieve their results in very different ways. Save the personality and behavioral assessments for building self and others' awareness of new hires and development. In the hiring process, an assessment of the entrepreneurial talent is what's needed to succeed. Finally, managers need to revisit how they interview and move to structured formats where each candidate is given the same questions and answers are scored against an objective guide. These questions should also only be around exhibited behavior in previous experiences or hypothetical situations to determine how someone would perform in a given role. When combined, these strategies dramatically reduce hiring bias and increase team talent and diversity. If you need more help revamping your hiring process to succeed, check out the courses on growthebench.com or contact us for one-on-one coaching. Neil Glatt is the managing partner of Grow the Bench, an online training platform for the green industry. Connect with Neil at www.neilglatt.com. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including ByeSod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.bysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.